every election year, there are challenges to candidate signatures or campaign filings. But this time around, thousands of voter signatures are being called into question. As many as 1,400 voter signatures in three separate campaigns were allegedly forged. That's according to reporting from the Arizona Republic. Elections officials and campaign consultants say they've never seen anything like it. Dustin Gardner has been covering it all, and he came into our studios to talk more about it. We started with the first of these cases that came to light, the campaign for independent state Senate candidate Mark Sims.
Yeah, so about 3 weeks ago, we started hearing concerns that there were a lot of questions about his nomination signatures. People were noticing patterns on the petitions that stood out. A lot of the addresses had similar handwriting. You know, there were instances where one person was supposedly gathering 200 or more signatures in a day. And so that led us to start asking questions, and me and another reporter at the paper just started calling voters who had supposedly signed his petitions. And what we found was pretty striking right away. We were getting people who were saying, I never signed. I don't know who Mark Sims is. Mm-hmm. We were getting people who were saying they were out of town. One couple was in Scotland at the time they supposedly signed. So it just very quickly became clear that something unusual was going on.
Right. And now the same sorts of revelations have come about two different campaigns as well, right?
Yeah. So since the questions about Mark Sims's petitions were raised, there's two other campaigns where lawsuits were filed alleging widespread forgery. That occurred with Ray Martinez, an incumbent in the state legislature who's running for the state Senate and was knocked off the ballot. And then also with Sandra Dowling, a Republican who's running in the primary for congressional seat 8. She survived that ballot challenge and is still on the ballot in that primary.
Wow. Is this unprecedented? Has this ever happened before, this many campaigns involved in allegations of forgery?
You know, I've talked to a lot of campaign consultants, elections officials, and nobody can remember a time where anything quite like this happened. You know, there's ballot challenges every year. People question, you know, signatures on petitions. But this is, as far as anyone I've talked to, this is the most widespread instance of voter signature fraud on nominating petitions ever in the state.
Wow. Okay, so what's going on here? Two of these campaigns, at least, have been linked to the same signature gatherers, right?
Yeah, so as we started looking at these three different campaigns with these accusations of forgery, something that became clear pretty quickly was that some of the same names were being used in terms of people collecting the signatures. Two of the three campaigns have said that they used a man named Larry Herrera to gather their signatures. He has a company that does that kind of work, and they hired him. And so in terms of, you know, who he hired to gather those signatures and where these names came from of the petition circulators, that's the question everyone's kind of waiting for him to answer. And ever since these accusations came forward, he's been completely, you know, radio silent. He hasn't talked to the media. Campaigns have said that he's not talking to them. So I think a lot of people are just wondering, you know, where he is and why he's not answering questions about these signatures that he was responsible for gathering.
Right. So, but who's at fault then? Is it Larry Herrera and the people who might have gathered those signatures, or is it the campaigns?
You know, so there's two pieces to that. In terms of ballot eligibility, whether a candidate can stay on the ballot, a candidate's responsible for making sure their signatures are valid and giving themselves enough of a cushion to withstand any ballot challenges. So that's all on the candidate. You know, and Mark Sims and Ray Martinez, the two that have been knocked off the ballot so far, I should mention that Sims is appealing that to the state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's on their shoulders. But in terms of any criminal liability for forgery, forging the signatures on these petitions, where that is alleged, that responsibility would be in the hands of whoever did the forgeries in mm-hmm. terms of, you know, just any criminal charges that could come about as a result of this.
So this is the Secretary of State's realm. Did you talk to their office? What did they tell you?
Yeah. So last week I talked to Eric Spencer, the state elections director, and he said this is all very troubling. He hadn't seen anything like this before. But in terms of any sort of criminal investigation or prosecution, that is currently a decision at the county level. The Secretary of State's office is leaving it up to Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes to determine if he wants to ask the county attorney to investigate. Mm-hmm. Last I checked, his office was still reviewing that. So I think we'll probably hear this week or sometime soon whether the county attorney is going to take a look at this.
Right. And I think actually in our interview with Secretary of State Michelle Regan, she talked about her reaction to all of this.
I've been running in elections now for 20 years, and we have never seen anything like this, where thousands of signatures are purported to be forged. And we've taken, our office has taken those complaints very seriously. Everything that we could forward to the Attorney General, we've forwarded to them. We know the Attorney General's looking at what can be done with some of these petition gathering groups that didn't seem to be too on the up and up. There's some really good petition gathering groups out there, but apparently now there are also some really bad ones who are using some pretty nefarious tools, and it's got to stop.
Let's talk more about signature gathering. Like, are there regulations around this? Like, are there enforcement tactics that do not have to do with criminal liability?
Yeah, I mean, this is a kind of a very niche area of state law.
Yeah.
The state in the last several years has really tightened rules as it relates to signature gathering for citizen initiatives or citizen petitions for referendums to get on the ballot. But the area they've sort of trimmed a lot of regulations is signature gathering for the candidates themselves, which is kind of an interesting sort of double standard there, I guess, if you will. But there are quite a few state regulations. You know, anyone who's gathering petition signatures, they're supposed to sign a form, you know, attesting to the fact that they gathered these valid signatures. They watched the people sign them. They were present when people signed them. So the people who are doing the petition circulating, a lot of the responsibility is on their shoulders just in terms of attesting to the validity of those signatures. And it is a felony to forge a document to be filed with a government entity. Anyone who knowingly forges a document that's supposed to be filed with a government agency, they can wind up in jail as a result of that conviction.
All right. Dustin Gardner with the Arizona Republic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.